Hey guys, welcome back to Talk Tennessee. And today we're going to be talking about the grass season. As you guys all know, it's begun and Wimbledon is only a week away. So that's exciting. So grab your cup of tea, grab your cup of something, and let's get straight into this. So it can't be I feel like it can't be the starting of any season without some drama. And like every other season, there has been some drama. And let's get straight into it. So, firstly, Nick Kyrgios. If you guys haven't seen it, yeah, this video, Nicholas, what are you doing? Boy, like, Nick, come on now. This was his first tournament since coming back from injury. He was doing amazingly. I thought he was going to make it into the finals. And then in his semi-final versus Marin Cilic, he decided to do a very X-rated act and mimic a sexual act. And if you guys haven't seen the video, it's floating around the internet. It even made the news here, which is pretty big, but like, come on, man. Like, you were doing so well. He had his NK foundation going. But, you know, even though Nick did this, I can't talk about this without also talking about what else he did, is that throughout the tournament he made like over 100 aces and he donated over 1,000 or a couple, some amount of money to his foundation and to a charity, which is an amazing act. And like, even though Nick does stupid things, he does so many stupid things, he's also a great guy. Like, deep down inside, he knows what he's doing, like with his foundation. I think that was a great move for him, and he's really passionate about that, and he loves kids, and you guys can see it in his foundation, like, when he's there supporting and helping the kids, he really knows what he's doing, and I feel like that's a great move for him, but he can't be doing stupid shit and be having this foundation as well. And so many people have been on the spectrum of, like, whether they hated this act, but they still love Nick, or whether they just hate it and they think he's stupid and they think he deserved the fine. He also got fined by the ATP, like, £15,000. So that was really just for, like, unsportsmanlike conduct. And I'm like, does that really come under unsportsmanlike conduct or just, like, general behaviour? I think there needs to be a new category of, like, general bad behaviour. Because, like, unsportsmanlike conduct, yes, but it's more relevant to, like, bad behaviour on court, like, unacceptable behaviour. And it's just, like, you just don't do those things. So, yeah. But a lot of people were comparing it. I did see a video that compared it to the NHL? The hockey league. Someone had done that in the hockey league, and he didn't get fined. And he was on like exactly the same situation. Like, he was on the screen and he did a similar act and he did not get fined. I don't know if he got blasted as well, but they were just bringing up, it was just a lot of stuff, and it's just kind of like, the shade of it all, don't we? But yeah, that was just my two cents on that situation. But like, you know what? A lot of people said that he should have been fined. Nick Kyrgios should have been fined. And I'm like, I agree with that, but I don't think he should have been fined. I feel like Nick has got too many bans, too many fines. Like, a fine is just, like, he didn't hurt anybody. Like, a fine is fair enough. But I'm like, Nicholas, come on. Like, really pull your socks up together. You're doing so, like, he was doing so well. And I was so proud of him. And I was like, yes, you've got your foundation going. You've got your life, man. And then this, and I'm like, Nick, stop it. Just get it together. Like, actually get it together, because you have the potential to actually do some wonderful things at a Grand Slam, and you just need to pull it together. My prediction for Nick's Wimbledon, I really hope he does well, like, quarterfinals well, like he did the other year. I can't remember what year it was. But I feel like, will he do something stupid? Potentially. Do I want him to do something stupid? No. Do I want him to have an amazing run? Yes. Do I want him to show people that his foundation is amazing? Yes. Do I want people to stop looking at him like he's that crazy man and that he needs help? Yes. And do I want people to stop saying Nick is too immature for this? Yes. So I feel like Nick just needs to prove himself. He just needs to be on a good straight run. And like I always say, like, Nick listens to one person and one person only, and that is Aliyah, his girlfriend. And you guys all, and if you don't follow him on Instagram, or if you unfollowed him because of that, he is just so in love, and I feel like people laughed about it, and I saw Thanasi Okanakis having a laugh about it as well, and it's funny, but it's funny because it's so stupid, and people just shouldn't do that kind of a thing. But I feel like he should really just stick to being loved up. Just stick to being loved up, Nick, and nothing will happen to you. I feel like just be loved up, Nick. Be foundation, Nick, and you'll be fine. And tennis player Nick just needs to pull his head in and really get it together. But I will be supporting Nick at Wimbledon, and I hope he does well with no incidents. So we pray for that. Anyway, moving on to the next thing that I wanted to talk about, and it was announced that earlier this week or sometime in the weekend that the US Open will be considering players' pregnancies in their seedings. And I have to say, this was something that made me so happy when I read this, because we have talked about the Roland Garros seeding thing. I did talk about that in the women's draw, but the US Open women's CEO, she's actually a woman, she was talking about it, and I was like, yes, this is what we need. Is it unfair? Sorta. But is it fair on the mamas? Yes, it is so fair. And like I said in my other one, I think they do deserve it, because it's not fair. Like, being a mum, yes, it's their choice, but sometimes you just want to go back to where you started. And I feel like Serena really proved herself at Roland Garros. Like, she deserves it, but then also, it still would be funny that she plays, like, the random people and still gets to the same place. You know what I mean? Like, it honestly doesn't matter, the seeding, to me, but I think it's just really good, and it would... I feel like it's a weight off their shoulders that they have, like, cruise control, and they don't really have to think about, oh, having too much stress about the match because they have to play someone unknown or, like, someone that is just really hard to play. So I think that's really good. Yes, the seeding can backfire on them, and that makes they could have a tough match. However, at the moment, I only think there's two women, like Azarenka and Serena Williams, that are... that were pregnant and came back. I don't know if there's any others. If there are any others, please let me know and tell me what their ranking was before and figuring that out, because I think they're taking that into account. But obviously Serena's not going to go back to number one in her, so she's not going to be number one seed. Obviously she'll be a bit lower than that, but and it's I do feel bad for some of the other girls that have moved up in the rankings due to just them obviously taking the opportunity of the number ones out, but have played well to keep their ranking up. It is kind of sad that they won't be having a seeding, or maybe they'll change the seedings up so it's like a respective seeding, like what do they call it, a protective ranking kind of situation, which will be nice. But I don't know how that's going to go down, and I know that a lot of people are not liking it because of the fact that it doesn't make sense and it's not fair on those other players who were there and were taking their time and were actually performing well to get to the ranking they are now so that they can get a seeding in the next tournament, which is fair enough. But like, yeah, in my opinion, I think it's a good thing. Some people might not think it's a bad, like some people think it's a bad thing. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the US Open has made their decision, and I think it's something that maybe needs to be taken under review. Could be. Another thing about the US Open is, does anyone actually like their new logo? Because I was going to talk about that, and I was like, I don't like it. I really don't like it. And I'm like, it's just, I really like the old one, because it was classic. Yeah. Australian Open, though. I love that. With the new Australian Open one, I love it. But this new US Open one, not really buying it. Same vibe, but I'm not feeling it. Yeah, that was just my two cents. This has been a really short podcast, but I feel like nothing has really happened. Oh, Federer losing. That was something that was a shock to my system. I did not believe Borna Koric. Congratulations to Borna Koric and Marin Cilic, the two Croatian boys doing really well to win one... their singles titles in their respective tournaments. One in Bono and Kahale, and Marion in Queens. That was really amazing, and they just had amazing weeks, which is so good. And I honestly thought Bono was not going to win that match. Like, it went to 3 sets, and I was like, surely Federer will come back. And it looked like he did, but yeah, it wasn't his day. And Bono just played amazingly, which was awesome, which was really nice to see. But I was very shocked. Really shocked about that loss, Federer. So I'm kind of like, oh, maybe it is someone else's time to finally win at Wimbledon. But then I'm like, I want Federer to win. Low key want Nadal to win, just to, like, stick it to Federer. But I don't know, that's probably not going to happen. Yeah, another thing, the World Cup is on, and as the World Cup is on, obviously there are some very attractive boys, and it was just, I read a statement, I think it was, Barbora Strykova, I can't remember who it was, let me find it for you guys, but they were talking about the World Cup, and she said, oh yeah, I just checked it out because one of the guys was cute, I think it was a Switzerland goalkeeper, and I have to tell you guys, I did watch the match, and he is very attractive, so I just thought I'd share that with you guys, but that was my other thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about, because I just thought that was so adorable, it was so funny, and it's just like, oh, people are watching, like, people, like, I love how the women are watching because of that, but I've seen, like, Azarenka, Caroline Wozniacki, Donna Vicic, they all, like, seriously watch, like, on Instagram, they're always posting about it, and whenever there's a game for their country, they're, like, talking about it. Yeah. But yeah, that's all, literally all that has happened. The biggest drama being Nick Kyrgios. The grass season, I always feel like, is a little bit too classy for anything stupid to happen. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But it's never, like, anything drastic happens. That's my problem. Like, it's just, it's always so clean, and I don't understand. But I guess that's it's such a prestige event, and everyone loves it. Like, I know Stefan Ross is looking so forward to it, just because that's his favourite. He's really good at the grass. So, you know, it's been a good time. And I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. It's a little bit shorter than the other ones. But obviously, I'll have a new podcast when the draw for Wimbledon comes out. Both men and the women's, and like I've done with all the other tournaments, we'll get a draw reaction. I'll talk about all the matches you guys need to see. And yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you guys have any comments about anything, you guys want to point out some plays in the World Cup, or you guys have opinions on Nick Kyrgios' drama, or you guys want to talk about the US seedings, you know where to find me on Twitter, hit me up, on Instagram, send me a message, comment on the photos, all that kind of stuff. And if you guys didn't know, I'm using this app called Anchor now to project my podcast to so many different sources. So if you check out my Anchor profile, you can see all the see all the places where you can view the app and listen, I mean view the podcast and listen to it. There's, I think there's Stitcher, Google Podcast now, so if you have Android you can use Google Podcast, there's Breaker, so many other ones, too many to name, not on iTunes yet, we're still working on that, but hopefully very soon, but there's so many you guys can use, and hopefully you guys find something that works for you, but yeah, thank you guys for all the support, and I'll see you on the next one.